And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
NC State versus the Purdue Boilermakers. NC State comes into this game as a 9.5-point underdog, and I like the cover. I like Purdue to win. I like the cover. Here's why. NC State can do something that no one else that has played Purdue in this tournament has been able to do. They have somebody that can push Zach Edey around. Zach Edey, for being 7'4", is not one of these dudes that's 7'4", but doesn't carry any body weight. Zach Edey is a sturdy fella, but he ain't as sturdy as my big dog, DJ Baby Burns. That dude is a hoss. DJ Burns has no waistline. That's how big he is. I like that guy. And he plays bully ball underneath. He does not play orthodox basketball. It's one of the benefits you get when you have a guy that isn't a traditional post. The benefit you get when you have a guy who isn't a traditional post, it allows you a situation where when you run the offense through him, it is not give it to him on the block, and that you can give it to him anywhere down there. And he's creative with the basketball. Now, the problem is he's not as big of a scoring threat when he's got a 7'4" monster who is absolutely a rim protector and Zach Edey playing around him, which is why if you're playing a daily fantasy, the square you want to click is DJ Burns over 3.5 assists, because he's going to get that. He might get that in the first half. What I love about this game is that Zach Edey has basically been able to bully ball everybody that he's been up against. I don't think he can bully ball DJ Burns. I don't think he can back down DJ Burns like he's done everybody else. I don't think that he can just put a hip on DJ Burns and box him out like he does everybody else. He is going to have to get into a fight with DJ Burns. And I like that. I think the other thing that's really interesting, and as I said last night on BetMGM Tonight, this is a take that I think comes with a tinfoil cap included, but I'm rolling with it. We have talked about the fact that Caitlin Clark is the face of college basketball this year. And I will point out that through this entire season, I've had a lot of y'all call and text and tweet to talk ball with me, and no one has fought back against that. Not one person has made the argument that anybody but Caitlin Clark is the face of college, not women's, just college basketball in general. But if you were going to argue that there's a face of college basketball that's not Caitlin Clark, one of the only people I would hear as an argument is Purdue's Zach Edey. And I think that because of that fact and because of the way that he plays the game, I think Zach Edey has gotten the Duke treatment this year. I think Zach Edey has gotten calls. I think Zach Edey gets the whistles. I think he gets the assistance underneath. Basically, the dude's 7'4", arguably the best overall player in basketball. And so I think there are a lot of referees that kind of look and go, if that guy doesn't score, he obviously got fouled. If that guy didn't score, somebody hacked. I don't think he's getting those calls against DJ Burns, because DJ Burns, over the past 2 weeks, has become America's sweetheart on the basketball floor. I don't know if you saw the footage. There was footage from him at the end of the NC State upset over Duke in the Elite Eight. There was footage of him on the block as Duke was about, or as NC State was about to shoot their free throws while Duke was fouling down the stretch. There's footage of him down on the block, and my man's just dancing, right? Just dancing, just having the time. He's got the vibe. Vibe check, passed. And some Duke fans start giving him hell. And he looks at him, never stops dancing, and he goes, "Why you mad? Your season's over." While he's dancing, it's incredible. It's incredible. And if it was anybody but Duke, I think a lot of people would go, dude, do you really need to talk smack? Like, they know their season's over. They're sad. They're emotional. Do you need to rub it in? But it's Duke, so who gives a crap? Who cares? This dude has become the babyface of the tournament. And unlike Roman Reigns, he's a very compelling babyface. Okay? Very compelling baby. He's fun to root for. So I don't think Zach Edey's going to get the calls underneath the basket that he's used to getting. Now, Zach Edey has an opportunity tomorrow when this happens. And the opportunity that he has is the opportunity to prove to NBA scouts, pardon me, that while he is a traditional five, the NBA is a positionless game right now. Guards play forward, forwards play big, bigs play forward. It's a positionless game at this. There are very few true fives anymore. He's a post five. Joel Embiid is not one. Nikola Jokic is not one. Rudy Gobert is not one. There's no more traditional post fives anymore. Zach Edey's a traditional post five. He does not play the mid-range. He's not putting up threes, and certainly not doing it at the next level. So what he has to prove in this game, in case it turns out to be his last one, is that while he does play a traditional post five, a position that doesn't really exist in the National Basketball Association, Association anymore. When it's time to rock up, he can get the job done. Even if he's not getting the calls, he can still go get his 28. He can still go get his 14 boards. He can still go get his 7 assists. So it is going to be a challenge. Joey B popped into the stream chat and said, I think it goes the other way. DJB finally runs into a dude he can't push around and is long enough to overcome his good footwork to block his shot. The rest of NC State can't score enough. Purdue by 15 plus. I actually disagree. I like the cover. I like the thought, but I think it goes both ways. I, for the record, I do think that DJ Burns is strong enough and more important. He's sturdy. He's a sturdy boy. He's like me and Zoe. He's a sturdy fella. I don't think, listen, Zach Edey is a big fella too, but I don't think he is the strongest guy in the tournament. I think he's big. I'll tell you what DJ Burns has in this case. I actually think he's got leverage on Zach Edey. I think he's got a low enough center of gravity that is wide enough that if Zach Edey leans on him and DJ Burns gets that back foot anchored, I don't think Zach Edey can push DJ Burns around. So the question mark then becomes, offensively, what can NC State do in a game where, and this part I do agree with Joey B, Zach Edey's post defense is good enough that DJ Burns, I don't think, is going to be able to do what he's done to so many other big men, including Kyle Filipowski from Duke, and put him in the spin cycle with those post moves that he is brought to light in this tournament. I don't think he's doing that to Zach Edey. That's why I like him for the 3.5 assist. Because what I do think you have to do is you have to clamp Zach Edey onto DJ Burns. You have to lock Zach Edey onto DJ Burns. And if you lock Zach Edey onto DJ Burns, what does that do? Now DJ Horn on the outside can move around. Now that mid-range becomes open. It's very similar to what we talked about with South Carolina's women, with Camilla Cardoso and Chloe Kitts up against NC State on the women's side. Zach Edey has to make sure that DJ Burns does not get comfortable hitting him with the spin cycle, hitting him with the step back, hitting him with those post moves that DJ Burns has gotten so damn good at in this tournament. He can't fall for that, because if he falls for that, DJ's going to score. And if they can get, I don't think they can, but if they can get DJ Burns going, Purdue's in trouble. If they can't get Burns going, then NC State has to win with the mid-range and the three-point shot. They've got the shooters to do that. Purdue's got a good defense. But when NC State's offense is cooking, ask Duke, they're gonna basket for basket you to death. And I think that's what they try to do here. The mid-range jumper from DJ Horn's got to be working. The three-point shot from DJ Horn's got to be working. Everybody else, I just need a good night from. Just above average night, and they're going to be fine. I like NC State plus 9.5. I just think that when it comes down to it, Purdue's a better basketball team. So unless Purdue just melts down, unless they just melt down and have their off night of this tournament, everybody in the tournament has an off night. The question is, can you win in spite of it? If they can play through it and still be in the mix, I think as long as Purdue has a lead with about seven, eight minutes left to play in the game, I think they win the game. Because I do not think that NC State is going to know how to handle that situation. I don't think that they are going to know what to do if Zach Edey's trading buckets with them back on the other end. For Purdue's offense, that is the game. Get it into Zach Edey and let him go to work offensively. But you got to get it to him on the block. You got to get it to him down on the rectangle. Because if Zach Edey is getting the ball out at the mid-range, I don't think he can put the ball on the floor. DJ Burns is lower than him. He can swipe that thing out of there. And like I said, I don't think Edie's getting the calls that he's gotten in the Big Ten regular season and through the Big Ten tournament in the early portions of this tournament. I don't think he's getting those calls. So DJ Burns can get down to the floor easier than Zach Edey can, and I think he will. So I don't think you can set Zach Edey up where he needs to be a ball dribbler. I need him catching ceiling high passes on the block. I think you move him back and forth underneath the basket as often as possible. I'm going to rotate the ball from 1-2 to 1-3 to 1-2 to 1-3 around the top of the perimeter. I'm going to have Zach Edey back and forth, block to block to block to block to block to block to block, until eventually he gets a step on DJ Burns. He gets in front of DJ Burns, and then I'm getting him the ball on the block. And once he gets the ball on the block, now I trust him to go to work. Then it's just spin and kiss it off the glass, man. Because DJ Burns, as much as he is, of course, as Gardner Minshew would say, he doesn't exactly have the hops. He's not going up to contest a high point jump shot from Zach Edey. Get my guy the ball on the block, set him up to where he just needs to turn, hit the corner of the square up on the glass, and let's just be better than them. I think that's the game plan, and I think it works. Give me NC State to cover, but give me Purdue to win and move on to your national championship game. Now, there is one more more thing that's got to be paid attention to here. Purdue has got, fairly or unfairly, they have got a reputation of being choke artists in the tournament. They've got a reputation of being choke artists in the tournament. They were a one seed who lost to a 16 seed last year. If there is a choke coming, it's tonight. It's tonight. I don't think they'll choke against UConn. I think they're just going to play a real good team. There's a choke coming for Purdue. It's tonight. If this game starts and Zach Edey misses 3-4 early buckets, Zach Edey struggling out of the gate, I might live hammer NC State for the money line upset. Right now they are plus 330 on the line. I think plus 330 on the line right now. If he comes out and he misses a couple of early jumpers, I may throw a little extra change at NC State money line at that plus 330 and let it ride. Because if there's a choke coming, this is it. Let's run to a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll talk about the other game on the docket tomorrow. Alabama taking on the UConn Huskies. I'm going to tell you right now, I got more belief that NC State can knock off Purdue than I do Alabama can beat UConn. And you guys know I have been riding with the Crimson Tide all year long.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.